Here's a thought I'll title, Counting Shots. Looking back on my photographic life, for the first 35 years in photography, I was deeply enmeshed in the roots of the analog workflow because that was the only option there was. And one of the realities of that was constantly at the top of my thinking was the allocation of film that I had with me. I remember joking years ago about the fact that one can rarely find sheet film in the local drugstore out in the middle of eastern Oregon. So I had to take with me all the film I might possibly need. And for the longest time, that consisted of 48 sheets of film that I had preloaded in Graphmatic film carriers. And at most, I could take 48 shots in the weekend if I didn't have a changing bag or a bathroom in the hotel room that I could seal against the light and change film. So 48 sheets, 48 exposures in 3 days of photography. And eventually that got to be restrictive, so I converted from sheet film over to roll film adapters where I could get 8 shots on a roll of film before I'd have to change the roll on the 120 film holders that fit my camera. So I could take rolls and rolls and rolls of film. But still there was an expense and a burden and a transportation issue. And of course, for overseas travel, I was always worried about putting my film through scanners and having them x-rayed and etc. Like I say, looking back on it, I realize how much time and energy and thought I had to put into managing film and even going so far as to counting shots so that I could make sure that I didn't run out of film at an inopportune time. One of the things you would notice should you look at my film and negative archives is how many rolls of film had 7 shots on them when the capacity was 8. That was because when I got down to that last shot, I was afraid I might find myself in a situation where I needed to make several exposures, and I didn't want to have to stop and load another roll of film in the middle of an exciting moment. So I would often just roll the film off and waste that 8th exposure on the roll so that I could put in a brand new roll and have 8 ready to go. With each photographic trip, I had to strategize and calculate the number of shots I would need and carry with me, and these questions were constantly plaguing me to make sure that I didn't run out of film. I only now realize what an incredibly overwhelming decision this was and how that influenced my shot selection. When I used up most of the film but still had some film left, I would find myself asking, is this really an important shot? Do I want to use some of my last remaining film on this particular subject? And I'm afraid, looking back on it, I passed on some interesting photographs that I really wish that I had made simply because I was too concerned about running out of film. And always, you know, grass is greener on the other side of the mountain. I would not want to use the last of my film before I got to the end of the trip. And so there was a film capacity anxiety that clouds a lot of my shot decisions, particularly in my early years of photography. So with this habit firmly entrenched in my history, even after I had converted to digital cameras and the digital workflow, I was still worried about how many shots did I have in the capacity of my cards and batteries and etc., not wanting to run out. So a few years ago, I did a deep dive analysis, and I looked back on all of my major trips over the last 20, 30 years and totaled the number of shots that I had made, the number of brackets that I had made, how many days I was out photographing so I could calculate an average number of shots per day, how many different compositions there were, etc. Big analysis. And I've modified this a few times over the last several years. But basically what it boils down to for me is that with my Micro Four Thirds cameras that make 12 megabyte files, I have enough capacity in my camera cards to shoot a little over 5,000 shots. Doesn't that seem ridiculous? 5,000 possible exposures. But if you're out photographing for a week or two or three, That's not so many. And I carry backup cards that would allow me another 2,500 shots, just in case I run out. Each one of us, of course, is going to be different because we all have different habits and etc. But the statistical analysis of what I've done over the last 5 or 10 years total out to a slow day being 56 captures a day, and on a really intense day, maybe as many as 800 captures a day. So the average, without bracketing, is roughly, for me, 150 images a day. If I were shooting sports, if I were shooting wildlife, those numbers might go way up. If, on the other hand, I'm shooting sunsets, those numbers might go way down. My numbers are probably meaningless in terms of your needs, but I think my approach to calculating such numbers might be worth thinking about, particularly when we consider that cards are relatively inexpensive, relatively readily available, and very easy to throw a couple extra backup cards in your pocket if you need to. Once I had calculated out my needs and purchased 128 gigabyte cards to do the job that I needed, I've never even come close to running out. So that's one less bit of stress that I carry with me into the field, which makes it easier to just fire away and not have to constrain myself by the physical limitations of my memory cards. When you get right down to it, the three limitations we have in the digital workflow are batteries, memory cards, and time. At least two of those three we can develop a strategy for that's easy to ensure success. Time's a different issue. And I suppose if I were really thinking about this deeply, I'd add a fourth, which is creative ideas. And wouldn't we rather spend most of our limited creative time working on developing new ideas, new subjects, new ways of photographing, than fretting and worrying about memory card capacities or battery life?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.